Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
At Mueller, we're always looking for opportunities to improve your experience. We're a world leader in technology, utilizing the latest equipment to manufacture quality steel buildings and metal roofing products. Hear what our employees have to say about Mueller's in-house manufacturing and innovative technology.
Mueller is on the front lines, the cutting edge of manufacturing technology. We're always looking to improve our equipment.
And the reason we do that is our customers get a better value.
It's very important that Mueller makes our own material. It creates, I think, a sense of confidence for the customer knowing where that product is coming from.
We serve our customers through many convenient locations across the Southwest. Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a branch near you. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, there seems to be no further expectations for any change in cash cattle prices this week. This gave little reason for traders to press the downside any further. The gains in futures yesterday may be about as good as it gets for now until there is further direction from cash. Box beef was slightly lower, the choice down 16 cents, selects down 17 cents. Live cattle bounced from technical support Wednesday, overcoming strong corn prices, but traders may wait to see the numbers on the World Agriculture Supply and Demand Report before they establish long-term positions. Meanwhile, hog futures again moved up and down during the day. The May contract showed limited movement as it winds down to expiration day tomorrow. June established lower lows but was able to close near the highs. Later contracts were not as fortunate. The path of least resistance has been lower. Technical traders are intent on fulfilling the objective of about $97 for the head and shoulders top in the June contract. July Kansas City wheat is trading down 4 cents early today, but there's not much of an argument for lower wheat prices right now as weather concerns abound, piled on top of low expectations for Ukraine's ability to export grain this year. USDA's WASDE report and the crop production report from NASS may not reflect all the damage the hard red winter wheat crop is incurring from drought this year, but overall, both reports are likely to offer bullish support for prices. Now, July corn is trading down 3.5 cents early today, starting lower on the day, but not showing the same level of bearish despair being experienced by this morning's stock markets. USDA's WASDE and crop production reports due out this morning and are expected to be generally supportive for corn prices. July soybeans trading about 13.5 cents lower early today, tugged lower by a $1.13 loss in July soybean oil. Soybean oil has actually been the more bullish source of support for soybeans lately, able to hold firm as an important part of solution for rising diesel prices. We'll check the futures in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
June live cattle up 117, 133.57. August down 55, up 55, 134.65. May feeder cattle down 77, 158.15. August down $1.85 yesterday, 170. June hogs down 72 cents at $100.85. Kansas City wheat, July up 25.5 yesterday, $12.5. September up 24.25, 12.03. Chicago wheat, July up 20.25, 11.13. And September up 20.75, 11.17.25. July corn up 13.25, 788.5. September was up 17 cents, 752.
That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.